This past winter, a car struck and killed a homeless man in Concord. His name was Gene Parker. He lived on the streets for 5 years, and in that time, his friends and advocates fought hard to get him into an apartment, but he died before that could happen. Parker's story is brutal, and it also says a lot about why it's so hard to pull someone like him out of homelessness. NHPR's Jack Rodolico and Natasha Haverty set out to answer this question. What happened to Gene Parker?
We're looking down a set of concrete stairs just off Main Street in Concord. It's a steep drop into what's basically a hole in the ground.
One question. Gene was in a wheelchair. How did he get down here?
Okay, he need to get out of his wheelchair.
Gene Parker's friend, Lisa Urena, tells us he dragged himself down into this hole and didn't come up for a month.
Yeah, no, after he got here, he don't move anymore. You know, he cannot come and go.
Just a few weeks after his death, Lisa Urena brought us to a bunch of Gene Parker's old sleeping spots. They were best friends. She still has all these voicemails from him on her phone.
Saved message.
This is the last one he left her, 20 minutes before the car hit him.
Lisa Urena, they're supposed to be down here. Two kids to pick me up. Where are you? Bye.
Here's a picture of Gene Parker in those last years of his life. Scraggly gray beard, sunburned face, wheeling down Main Street, panhandling at intersections.
People who are on the streets for years, like Parker, they're called chronically homeless. The federal government says they make up only about 15% of the homeless population, but at least half the money spent on homelessness goes to this small group. And that's because chronically homeless people have expensive obstacles that make them homeless and keep them homeless. Disabilities, mental illness, addiction, criminal records.
Gene Parker had just about all those obstacles. And those obstacles made his life on the street really dangerous. Andy LaBrie of Community Action Program has seen a lot of his chronically homeless clients die on the streets of the state capitol.
That's not an easy life to live under the bridge.
How did they all pass away?
Liver, pneumonia, Gene's accident. One of the kids got bopped on the head down behind Market Basket.
And from the moment LaBrie met Gene Parker, he says he knew how to save his life, get him an apartment.
That sounds really simple, but advocates, doctors, the White House, they all call that the solution. Just giving chronically homeless people places to live, it saves lives and lots of taxpayer money. But it hasn't gained much traction in New Hampshire.
So as the years ticked by and the longer Parker was on the street, the harder it was to climb out of it.
Hi, Lisa. This is Gino. I'm at the shelter. Give me a call if you can, because I'm trying to hook up a ride up to the hospital tomorrow so I can stay warm somehow. Sunday's my birthday, but I still want to be out of the cold. So give me a call, will you? Bye.
Gene Parker was a really complicated guy, and Andy LaBrie says it wasn't his job to judge him.
There were good parts of Gene and bad parts of Gene, just like the rest of us. You know, Gene made some mistakes and unfortunately paid for them with his life in the end.
The first reason Gene Parker was homeless, and the reason you may decide not to like him, was that he was a sex offender. Decades ago, Parker was living in Wilton, married and a father. That's when he sexually assaulted two children. He served 9 years in prison, and in 2010 was released right into homelessness.
Public housing, shelters, landlords, they almost always say no to sex offenders. So Parker slept outside, often illegally. Concord police had 89 interactions with Parker between 2011 and 2016.
Gino.
So in his new life as a homeless person, Parker bought time however and wherever he could.
This is your buddy, Gino. Hey, it's me, honey, down the camp. The day's in right now. I'm at the kitchen right now. Eventually I'll be at the shelter.
In some of these messages, Parker is sober and coherent.
I gotta get a sleeping bag dried out by the laundromat.
In others, he's drunk.
I love you to death, you know that. I don't have no place to go.
Parker was a serious alcoholic. One friend told us he could drink 36 beers in a day.
Gene Parker ended up at Concord Hospital a lot, where he crossed paths more than once with Dr. Dominic Gefkin.
Yeah, I probably can't talk about him. Okay. I can talk in generalities.
Gefkin says studies show homelessness cuts life expectancy by 20 years.
Nutrition, you know, so those kind of basic things we kind of take for granted. They might stay out until they have a heart attack and not get preventive care.
And he says people like Parker are more vulnerable to rare traumatic injuries.
Like the one where he lost his legs in the winter of 2013.
Parker kept warm in his plastic tent with an open propane flame.
Which is as dangerous as it sounds.
This is Gino. Guess what? My tent just burnt down to the ground. I ain't got no place to go. So anyways, give me a call, because I might need a ride out of here. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
And one of those nights his tent caught fire, Parker burned his legs really badly. A few days later, he passed out drunk and woke up with frostbite.
Which sent him back to the hospital, this time for a double amputation. We talked to someone who knew him through this time.
When he had his legs or when he didn't?
Start when he had his legs.
Because it changed after he didn't have legs.
Alyssa Norton was a homeless 20-year-old alcoholic who became one of Gene Parker's closest friends and one of a handful of people who helped keep him alive.
But you could tell on the inside, he was just like, really, what the hell is my life now? Like,
here's what Gene Parker's life was after he lost his legs. Scrounging for booze, literally dragging himself into campsites, finding places to have a bowel movement. Alyssa Norton cared for him enough to clean his tent out, which was a nasty job.
That was horrible. We found spiders, dead mice that were alive. No. Moldy food, stuff like that. Even thinking about it, like, I can still smell it.
In what would turn out to be the last year of his life, getting Parker somewhere indoors became a matter of life or death. Advocate Andy LaBrie even worked with the cops to get Parker into jail for 3 months for not re-registering as a sex offender, which he had to do 4 times a year.
And then, just as winter 2016 was coming, Andy LaBrie's work to find Parker a home was paying off.
And then I found this landlord who said he would take him.
What was that like, telling Gene that? Telling him that you'd finally found something?
Well, I didn't tell him this time because it blew up last time. I just told him that he should expect to be going someplace. And I didn't think it was going to be heaven or hell.
On January 28th, Gene Parker ate dinner at the soup kitchen and wheeled out into a snowy, wet night. He was navigating the shoulder of I-393 when a car hit him.
He died 3 days later at Concord Hospital. He had just turned 62 years old. For NHPR, I'm Natasha Haverty.
And I'm Jack Rodolico.